What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
Yes, sir. Here we are together again. Another episode of the Twin City Tone podcast coming to you live on YouTube every Monday night.
Every Monday.
8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tap in, follow us on our social media at Twin City Tone. My co-host, Big Wiz, where can they follow you, sir?
At Big Wiz 612 or just Big Wiz.
There it is.
Simplified.
All right. Lisa Moy is going to be joining us. She's just running a little bit late, so she'll be here. As usual. What's going on, Lisa? But it's all good. But yeah, we're back at it. We might as well kick off with some sports talk. What you got?
We're going to go right into the one and only, the great late Kobe Bryant. It's his birthday today.
Yes. Shout out Kobe the GOAT, man.
Happy birthday to GOAT.
He would have been, 43?
Yeah, like you were just saying on there, like how much he's accomplished in 41 years or whatever, you know, 41 and some change.
Yep.
It's great. Like gold medals, numerous gold medals, 5 NBA championships. And then what did he get? A Emmy or was it Emmy, right?
I'm not sure.
Oscar, Emmy. What's the award for small play or small screen? Let me see.
That'd be an Emmy, I believe.
I'm gonna make sure though, because I need to know. Yeah, Emmy.
Okay. What did he get the Emmy for?
It's this thing called it was called Dear Basketball. So after he retired, he did like a short. They call it a short, you know, a short film.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out if you guys haven't seen it, called Dear Basketball. It's really
Dear Basketball. Really cool. Okay.
It's like a cartoon short, but he won an Emmy for it. And he was really big into female athletics because he had all daughters.
Yep.
Really, really big into the WNBA getting more money the last time they got their pay raise. His baby that passed away on the helicopter with him also was probably going to be WNBA product.
She was really good.
And he was traveling with her, you know, helping coach and stuff like that. Like, so happy birthday to Kobe. If everyone watches the podcast, they know how big of a Kobe Bryant / Lakers fan I am.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't going to put a jersey on. I just thought that would have been a little corny. So we're just going to celebrate his life today. I got some purple passion in the air right now for the purple.
There you go.
For squad. And that's about it for that. Happy birthday to Kobe. You got anything?
Happy birthday, Kobe. Just looking at my headlines here. I have some sports stuff on here. We talk about this in, Sha'Carri Richardson. She was supposed to go to the Olympics, and then she got caught up. She got jammed up because she failed her drug test.
Yes.
Marijuana was in her system. She had lost her biological mom. She was under a lot of stress. She came out and owned it. She said, yeah, I smoked. I knew I wasn't supposed to. So she owned up to it. She just raced in the Prefontaine Classic women's 100 meter race, and she got smoked. She finished last.
Saw that.
So I don't know.
She's getting drug all over the internet.
Yes. I get, maybe she took a month off and she was sitting around, or maybe she just had an off day.
The internet's brutal. I don't know. Man.
Yeah. Internet is brutal, but it's brutal. She finished last. I saw a bunch of memes. She was like, wait for me.
That's wild, bro.
Oh man. So but yeah, I think the young lady from Jamaica won that.
Yep, she did.
The gold medalist. She's fast, bro.
Yeah.
Super fast. So shout out to her. Hopefully Sha'Carri can recover. She gotta get back in that training routine, man.
You got the NFL preseason wrapping up pretty soon. I think they do 3 preseason games because they added an extra regular season game this season.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there's 17 regular season games now, which is weird because it was supposed to be 8 on the road, 8 at home, but now
yeah.
I don't know how they split that up. But anyways, Vikings haven't won yet. They look trash in the preseason, but they're also playing a bunch of, you know, rookies and walk-ons and shit like that. So
yeah,
I have zero expectations for them this year. I think we have to be better than last year.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to.
I would think so.
Oh, Lisa's in the building.
Lisa's in here. Is that Lisa Moy? Could it be?
the one and only.
Could it be Lisa? Oh. She is here.
Hey.
The crowd goes wild.
What's up, Lisa?
Lisa Moy. Make sure to tap in with her. It's Lisa Moy.
We're just ending on the sports talk, kind of talking about preseason football. Nothing big.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, Kobe.
Yeah. Virgo season is in full effect.
Oh, here we go. Woo! Here we go. She couldn't wait.
I know.
She couldn't wait.
Yes.
Is there a way we can mute her?
Man. Yeah. There's no muting Lisa Moy, whether on Zoom or in real life. You just can't do it.
I know better than that.
Yeah, yeah. You just can't do it. So yeah, happy birthday, Kobe. Lisa, we were just saying, like, it's amazing how much Kobe achieved in his life in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Like, he lived like 10 lifetimes in 41 years, you know, just all the championships, the gold medals, the raising his daughters, the beautiful wife,
Emmy Award.
Emmy Award, 20 years on the same team for the Lakers, coming straight out of high school. It's a great life.
Amazing.
Still can't believe he's gone.
43 today?
He would have been 43, yep.
43 years old today, man. It's unbelievable still. I'm still in shock.
I am too.
Yeah. Yep. So rest in peace, Kobe. Happy birthday. And then Lisa, we talked just real briefly about Shakari Richardson getting smoked in that 100-meter race. I don't know. Like I told Wiz, maybe she just had an off day, or maybe she's been sitting around and not training for the past month. I don't know, but it didn't look good.
I'm so mad at her for that. And I know I know things happen, but last place?
Last place.
Smoked.
Come on.
Not fifth or fourth place.
Last.
And then did you hear what she was saying, like one of her interviews? She did a couple.
She was talking, the interview I saw, the post-race interview, she was popping off like, I'm the sixth fastest woman in history, and you could try to count me out for today, but it don't matter. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here to stay, blah, blah. I'm just like.
Good as your last race. Like, what did you talk about?
Yeah.
That's true. You're as good as your last fight.
What do you mean? She should have did. Was bowed out gracefully and big up the people who won. Everybody besides her. Like, she's ninth place. So she should have big up the eighth, seventh, sixth, fifth, fourth, third.
All of them.
She should have just been like, congratulations and take that like that instead of being like, don't count me out. I'm this, I'm that. You were last.
Absolutely last.
Yeah, I agree. It's not good.
He did help her though.
I don't know.
The weed helps me.
The weed helps you run faster.
Yes, sir.
There it goes.
This ties into sports. Sonya Curry reportedly files for divorce from Dell Curry. This is Steph Curry's mom and dad.
Oh, wait.
They were married for 33 years, and I believe they're in the state of California. And we talked about this before. If you're married for more than 10 years, Lisa, in the state of California.
Oh, I know already.
You got to pay your wife alimony for life.
I thought it was seven, so now it's 10?
It's 10, yeah.
Okay.
10 years or longer. In California. Other states might be different, but in Cali, for life, until she remarries or one of you dies. Obviously, she would never remarry. Why would she give up her bag? She wouldn't. So, shout out Dell Curry, man.
You know what? I feel like, I wonder how Steph and his wife feel.
And I'm not trying to speak this into existence. Yeah, but listen, that's coming too. Aisha's gonna be out of there. Are you kidding me?
She's
so thirsty for attention. Yeah, she is not. She is. That's not gonna last. And I hope it does, though. I'm not trying to speak badly. I hope it lasts. But
no, you don't, Tone.
No, I really do. I really do.
It'll be her, not him.
What's that? Oh, that's the best apple juice right there.
It's really good. Do you think if they got a divorce, it'd be more her than him?
Yeah. because he's not gonna want to divorce her. He's gonna have to pay crazy bread. It's gonna pay through the nose. It's gonna be bad. But like I said, it was like
that existence.
Nah, let's not. I hope they make it. But when she came, when Aisha Curry came out, I think this was last year or whatever, in an interview. I don't remember what talk show she was on.
Oh, when she was like jealous of the attention and the hugs and shit or whatever.
She was jealous that Steph gets so much attention. She's like, I want men, like the way girls look at him, like I want men to look at me and desire me. And I'm just like,
I saw that. I remember.
You're a mother of two, happily married. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we did. I think we did talk about that. Yeah, yeah, she's doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them not lasting like that.
But hopefully they do. I mean, they have two children, you know. We don't want to wish that on them. But shout out Joe Mondry, comment section. He said, if you're not first, you're last. Talking about Sha'Carri Richardson. Yeah, man, that's real. If you're not first, you're last.
And I just wish,
you know, I remember second place, really.
Nope.
She shouldn't have said nothing if she was going to talk all that
to talk. Nope. Patty says, don't need to be even married. Don't need to even be married. Domestic partner living together for 10 years, same law. Yeah, they'll get you on that common law marriage.
I wasn't going to say nothing, though.
Man. Be safe.
Got to be more careful, my boy.
Oh, Lisa, you got him. Lisa's gonna be like,
gotcha, bitch.
Hell no.
You gotta be careful out here. You gotta never know.
Careful out here.
Those laws, man. Those laws.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, shout out to the Currys. Hopefully they can figure it out. Because like you said, at least they do seem like a big, happy family. Grandma and grandpa hanging out with the grandkids. So.
Yeah. And all of them are like successful, right? Like they all play like some types of sports or they used to play.
Yeah. I mean, Steph's dad, Dell, was a shooter.
Yeah, he was a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had
Larry Johnson and Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning in them.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, Curry was nice.
Yeah. So. Yep. Runs in the family. All right, let's next order of business. We need something to switch the, you know, switch the scenes. That's that old Batman. This is a headline right here. I don't know if you guys saw this video. Lisa, you saw it. I know you saw it because you sent it, but NYPD searching for a man seen on video groping a woman in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. He punched her in the face when she fought back.
That was this is terrible. Wild.
So anybody who hasn't seen this,
it's
terrible. Young woman walking down the street in Brooklyn. I don't know. It was broad daylight, wasn't it?
Yeah, broad daylight.
Yeah, it was broad daylight.
And then guy comes up walking behind her and he just grabbed her ass.
He grabbed her butt.
And this is a big guy. He's tall or, mm-hmm. you know, maybe she was just super short, but he looked like a big guy and he grabbed her butt.
He cuffed it.
He snatched it up.
Yeah, he walked up on her like that was
squeezed
his,
it. He was
like, that was his girl.
Yeah, he didn't just tap or like pass by and like intentionally.
He got a handful. He held on. And she turned around like what? And she like slapped him.
Slap him, yeah.
And then I think he punched her in the face. She fell down and she jumped back up, tried to fight him. It could have been really bad. I mean, if he kept punching her, it would have been over because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
So NYPD searching for that guy. Hopefully they catch him because we can't have these type of predators walking around preying on women. That's the worst.
Where you super can't lame. Even like defend yourself on somebody touching your body without
that's terrible
coming back at you. Like what type of sense does that make?
Yeah, he grabbed her ass. She slapped you. I mean, what do you think she's gonna do? And then you get mad that she slaps you, so you punch her in the face.
Come just on, brutally, though. He like,
yeah, no, he,
it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
I hate
that, Lisa? Shit.
I think he punched her like
no, twice. It was like twice. He hit her once, and he really hit her, and then she went down.
Yep.
She got up though. She stumbled though. And then it was terrible. That was terrible. Yeah.
Piece of shit, man. Piece of shit.
It would be over for homeboy. I would have waited to call the police. Just my opinion. I would have waited to call the police. because he would have, I would have had to call some other people first.
How would you find him though?
Oh, I would have found him.
Right.
Lisa, what would it have been, Lisa? Big shots. We're not going for that.
Different outcome. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they catch up to him and he gets what's coming to him, because that is not cool.
Yeah.
So. Amen.
All right. This is a crazy headline. North Carolina lawmakers vote to raise minimum age for marriage from 14 to 16.
All that too.
So there has to be a 4-year age gap. So for instance, if a girl's 16, the guy has to be 20 or younger, which is still wild, right? Like, why would you want to marry a 16-year-old when you're 20 years old? So for them to raise it from 14, well, they didn't even raise it yet. So right now, the legal age for marriage in North Carolina is 14 years old. So an 18-year-old can marry a 14-year-old. Now, this is wild to me. 14-year-olds can't make any type of life decisions.
None.
And you're allowing them to get into a marriage?
Crazy.
Crazy. Super
America
crazy.
America was some weirdo shit, bro, when this started, I'm telling y'all.
Yeah. So that means, so in North Carolina, the age of consent is 14 years old. That's what they're saying. So an 18-year-old can sleep with a 14-year-old?
I'm thinking it's even less than that.
Man, but how old was Elvis's wife?
Oh, Priscilla,
know.
I think she was like
12 or 14 or some weird 13, shit.
14 or something crazy like that.
Wow.
They don't even front on dude for that, but they're, you know what I mean?
Man. So yeah, so from 14 to 16, I don't know why they didn't just go from 14 to 18.
Yeah. But
right.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, these are children.
That's too young. 16 is too young. 18 is too young, but 18 you're legally an adult, so.
So you can make your own decision.
Exactly, but I still think 18 is too young, you know?
Yeah. There was a, this ties into another story I saw. Man, I do not remember what state this was in, but a 12-year-old girl came into the hospital 9 months pregnant to deliver a baby. So she's in labor. The dad shows up and he's like 24. And he walked in like a proud father, like, yeah, my baby's being born. And they're like, slap the cuffs on him. He's out of here. But the girl's mom was all good with it. Like, she threw, like, there's pictures of them on Facebook at the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they, like, the guy says, like, he's not trying to hide it. Like, you know, and you can put your relationship status on Facebook. So he's like in a relationship with, and then it's her page. And then on her page, she's like in a relationship with, and then it's his page.
Oh, to 24.
Yeah, and people are like, how?
If no one is like, if no one called the police on it, they still can go to jail?
Yeah.
Like, nobody press charges?
Yeah, because that's statutory.
Yeah, that's statutory
rape. Statutory rape. So yeah, even if she consented and the mom said it was all good and everything like that, yeah, no, you can't do that. There's still
I must have forgot. You need that sound effect.
Yeah, I forgot.
I do need that. That would be a good one.
Roy Jones.
But the mom is in trouble.
I'm gonna lie, my mom got married when she was young.
Yeah.
Like young.
Joe Mondry just said
8 years older than my mom.
Okay.
So that was like at first, like growing up, I didn't think nothing of it when my mom told me or whatever. But when I got older, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now you and daddy was tripping.
I think my grandma on my dad's side, so my paternal grandma, she got married. I think she was like 15.
Yeah.
And I think my grandfather was like 18.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a little weird, but
yeah.
I mean,
they did things a little differently back then.
Probably be here.
Yeah. Exactly. But people were saying, so the mother's in trouble, the girl's mom. So she's in trouble for allowing that. And people were also saying, like, how is this girl like showing up to school every day, 12 years old, pregnant,
and
nobody said anything? I don't know, it's wild.
Maybe she was small. Yeah. Some people, when they are pregnant, you can't tell, depending on their clothing too. So maybe she was naturally, like, she stayed naturally small.
Could be. It's crazy either way. This kind of ties into another story. So the R. Kelly trial began in New York. I think her name is Gerhanda Johnson. It says that she had told R. Kelly that she was 19 originally. And then when she started to feel uncomfortable, she told him her real age. She was 16. And he was like, what's that supposed to mean? Keep saying you're 19 and act like you're 21. So things are coming out in this trial. I mean, we already know R. Kelly's a sicko. I mean, it is what it is. He's a sick fuck, man. Makes great music, but he's a sick.
Was a great producer, but he's a sick fuck.
Sick fuck. So
I watched another podcast, the second best podcast in the world, the Drink Champs.
Drink Champs.
And T-Pain was on there, and Nori be fucking with people, you know, he'd be clowning and shit. And he was like, he was like, you got the most R. Kelly remixes, though. You got a lot of R. Kelly remixes. T-Pain was like, oh, man, you know, his voice. And then T-Pain talked about every time he dropped a single with Chris Brown, that shit happened. Now he got one with the big one with Trey Songz. That shit happened with Megan and Trey. He's like, man, what the fuck, man? Damn. Every one of y'all. It was crazy. Yeah. He got the worst luck with
yeah.
Yeah, R. Kelly should have me dead. Like, Nori, you are so fucked up. He pronounces everything wrong. Nori's education is a little, you know, he probably didn't. He's fucking the greatest at just killing people. It's so funny.
Nah, he's hilarious, man. So what do you think R. Kelly's going to get some major time?
He should get life for that nasty shit.
Yeah, I think he's going to be in there for a while.
Yeah, as he should be.
Gonna come out and come out and come out.
Yeah,
I think,
Be in here
for a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. All right, next, the Tesla bot. Did you guys see this?
I did.
Listen, it's scary when I saw it. So it's like some iRobot stuff. So Elon Musk of Tesla, he debuted the AI robot designed to, it's called the Tesla bot, but it's artificial intelligent robot designed to eliminate dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks so humans no longer have to do them. So I guess it can walk up to 5 miles per hour. So you can outrun it if you have to, if something really, really went left. And I think it can lift, getting FaceTimes while we're live here. It can lift up to 5 pounds. And it can deadlift up to 100 pounds. So, and this is only the first one. So I imagine they can make it a lot stronger, right?
It doesn't speak though, right?
Not yet. This is only the first one. I could see them making it speak though. Like the sky's the limit with this stuff.
It was crazy when I was down with COVID, you know, you got a lot of TV time. I watched iRobot.
Yeah.
iRobot's a great movie. Love that movie.
You know, they shot that with like the iPhone or no, with the red. With the red cam, my bad.
Red cam, okay.
The red cam, yeah. But iRobot was good.
Yeah.
Then I watched like Anaconda and Ghostbusters 1 and 2. And all. I got into a deep. I watched Joe Dirt, goddammit. I watched
all the classics.
You're hilarious.
Yeah. So would you guys, I mean, I don't know how much this thing is going to cost, but would you guys get a Tesla bot in your house?
No, I'm cool. I can clean up. It's fine.
I'll get one if it can roll up.
That's hilarious.
I don't know, man.
Do my laundry.
Yes. I mean, it probably could, but this thing looks, you saw it though, right, Wiz?
I don't want it.
It looks like iRobot.
Nah, I'm cool. Cause I'm weird like that. I'll be sleeping and thinking something's gonna like come out and.
No, that's how I feel. I feel like it would turn on me at some point.
A glitch. My luck, it'd be the one I bought.
Glitch, yeah, it glitches, and all of a sudden it's swinging on you and shit.
Yeah, man.
Nah. No. That's a machine. How you kill a machine? How you kill a robot? How you do it? Tell me how you kill a robot. How do you do it?
I don't know. You gotta ask Elon, man. He designed it.
Yeah, Elon's tripping. Elon probably the alien.
Man, so, all right, well, we'll see how that develops, but that's the future right there, you know, robots in the house. It's like the Jetsons.
Like the Jetsons, yeah, it's like the Jetsons.
I used to love that cartoon, by the way.
So did I.
Jetsons was great. What do you like better though, Jetsons or Flintstones?
I like Flintstones.
Ooh,
I like the Flintstones, but I know all the characters still.
I don't know why I like better, man. I like it might be a tie for me.
I watched the Jetsons more than the Flintstones for some. I just didn't.
I think I did too.
Yeah. I like Fred.
You didn't like Fred?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Kind of disgusting to me.
He's disgusting?
Yeah, he just was like, nah, it was not it. His wife was all cute and petite.
Wilma. Right.
Yeah, and he was all just
hey,
like,
don't be hating on the big dudes. Don't be hating on the big dudes out here.
Hating on the big dudes at all. He just was a different type of big dude. He was lazy.
He went to work every day.
Yeah.
He was late, like around the house, he did nothing.
He was working.
And he went and worked for the whole family every day.
Wilma didn't have to work.
Wilma didn't work.
I didn't like it. They were living like savages. You see their clothes?
They were, though. They were.
A lot of Jetsons were lit, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elroy, George.
Elroy. Judy.
What was the dog? What was the dog again?
Astro.
Astro. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Flintstones dog was Dino, right?
I always remember Astro because he roars. You know, he didn't say George, he roars.
Yeah, that's right.
Elroy. That was my shit, yo. Am I lying? Go put that shit on right now.
No, you're right. You're
absolutely right. Not use their
like the Jetsons, not the Flintstones.
I feel you. Go ahead, Lisa. Talk your shit.
Oh, man. All right, let's go, man. FDA grants full approval for the Pfizer vaccination. So this is what, you know, a lot of people were saying before, like it's not approved, it's not FDA approved. So now they did approve one of them. So I think they're going to start pushing it even more. I still have not changed my stance on it. Me personally, I'm still not going to get it. But Lisa, does this change anything for you?
No, actually it does not. I'm still, I mean, again, I'm still doing research on it. I'm still not saying like I'm never going to get it, but I just don't see it in my future.
I'm doing the same thing, Lisa. I'm getting pressed too really hard from my family.
They got the full court press on Wiz right now.
Yeah, they got me in there. They got me.
They've been pressuring you though.
They're hitting me back. Boom, boom. Yeah.
Well, my mom did say that because she got her second shot today, actually. Okay. So she did say it was a lot more people. Like, it was crowded. So she's like, I guess a lot more people now that it's approved are going to be like...
They'll feel safer about it.
Mm-hmm. They'll feel safer about it, yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. So we're still on the same page, but we're not knocking you if you want to get it. We're just saying, for us right now, we're not doing that.
Still a no for me.
This kind of ties in with the next thing. So South Florida doctors walk out in protest as their hospitals flooded with unvaxxed COVID patients. So the doctors walked out. This doesn't seem like a very responsible thing to do as a doctor. Man, I want to say this too. I had a conversation with someone last night, actually, and they said to me that they think unvaccinated people should waive their right to hospital treatment. And I was like, are you serious? They kind of laughed and they were like, well, maybe not, but kind of, because you have a choice. I said, but even if you're vaccinated, you could still get it. So what do you mean?
Right.
So they were like, well, but they said that. And I'm sure there are people who feel that way. And these doctors walking out in the middle of a pandemic, people are in there needing help. And you, I don't know. It just seems very, it's disturbing to me.
I feel like,
Go ahead, Lisa.
I feel like it's the, like, what? That's not what you signed up for.
Yeah. Right. You have a duty.
I feel like if you beat COVID, like all three of us have, our antibodies are up. Now our body's ready to fight whatever.
Yo, that ties in perfectly with Timmy Sheets in the comment section. I'm sorry. That's Patty B. She said, Wiz, you had COVID, built up natural immunity, no need for the vax.
See?
Joe Mondry said, Wiz doesn't need it anymore. He has natural immunity now. Yep. Timmy Sheet says, 10 people in Minnesota died last week. Zero under 45 in the whole state. Mm. So, you know, like, I'm feeling good.
Me too.
I'm feeling good.
Good. I'm cool. But I'm mad about the doctors though.
Yeah, that's not right. That's not right. What do you, should they be reprimanded, Lisa? What should happen?
Maybe get lose their license or get suspended, or I don't know. How do you do that? I don't know how that works in the medical field.
I don't know.
Take that check.
Something. Yeah, take some money, fine them, something like that.
Something.
You hit people's pockets, they'll get it together.
They'll get it together.
Yep. So they'll get it together. Speaking on,
you better get it together quick.
The vaccine, I think we talked about this last week, but the New Orleans Saints, you know, they said they're going to have full capacity in their stadium.
Yep.
But in order to get in, you have to show proof of vaccination or negative COVID test within the past 72 hours. Once you get in, everyone has to wear a mask. Okay. Now they're doubling down because people are saying, like, if let's say you have season tickets or you bought tickets to an upcoming game and you're like, you know what? I don't want to get the vax. And I don't want to go get tested just to be able to go to a game. I'm cool. I just want a refund. Saints said, no refunds. You're stuck. We're keeping your money. So either you go get the vaccine or you go get tested.
Oh, man, they seem like they're doing too much now. They're really doing too much. Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. So I don't know. I hope there's some backlash that they receive for that because that's bullshit. I mean, people spend their hard-earned money and you shouldn't force them to get this shot or to go get a test. If they don't want to go, they don't want to go. Give them their money back.
Give them their money back. Like you would normally.
Yep. Yep.
That's bad.
Where we at? Patty B, the vax is only 40% effective. Yeah. The effectiveness rate is going way down. You know, first it was like 95%. So it's down to 40%. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Doctors treat sick people. It's their job. Exactly. That's what that's what they signed up for.
Period.
Very irresponsible to walk out like that. Patty says they are being pushed into giving wrong treatment. Yeah, and I've said this from the beginning too. Like, they push the vax. Vax, vax. We'll come to your house with the vax. We'll give you $100 for the vax. We'll put your name in a drawing to win $1 million if you get the vax. All of this. Nobody has ever pushed healthy lifestyle. Nobody has ever said, hey, you know what? X amount of people who die, it was a large percentage of people who die, they have underlying conditions. Mm-hmm. Eat healthier, exercise, all of these things. They don't talk to us about anything. It's just the vaccine. They push the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Would just be nice to see some alternatives being pushed, you know?
I agree.
Joe Mondry, UMD requiring all students to get it now that it's FDA approved. Troops have to get it now as well. All political and control. Gotta love Dems. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Patty B, causing death. They work for the hospital system that is collecting obscene amounts of money for COVID. Exactly.
It's just business.
They're not there for free.
Yeah, it's all business. It's all money.
It is. So I've been thinking, and I want to ask you guys this question. Because, you know, oftentimes, and we've had discussions on the podcast, but in the bigger picture, in the country, race is always an issue. People pull race cards here and there. So I have a question. I was thinking about this. So the Black community as a whole, we're the least likely to have the COVID vaccine based on the numbers right now. The Black community is at the bottom in regards to, like, you know, we're not getting it in large numbers.
Skeptical people.
Yeah, for sure. So my question is, with all these companies pushing for vaccine passports, you have to show that your proof of vaccine in order to enter this establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that racist?
No.
But couldn't one argue that they're trying to keep Black people out?
I mean, you could argue anything you want to argue if you want to argue it.
Right.
But I don't see it as being racist.
I don't either. I'm not pulling the race card. I'm just saying people out there who like to pull that, maybe you could say they're trying to keep
I don't think so.
Out of your steps. I don't either, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
But I am seeing how the vaccinated and unvaccinated people are like
Oh, they're getting separated. Another form of separation.
Oh, yeah. It's a big divide.
That's a big divide. It is. No, literally, my whole family.
Yep.
Pressing me seriously, y'all. Like,
it's like.
Like Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up, and we want to all be in the same room. And I'm like, y'all really?
It's like, but aren't you vaccinated though?
Hey, aren't all y'all? Y'all are good. I just beat it. I'm better than y'all.
And that's the perfect question, Lisa. Like, if you have the vaccine and you're saying the vaccine works, then why are you pushing me to get it? You got it. You're good. And if you say, and then if they say, well, no, it's not all good, then why are you pushing me to get it? If it's not all good,
right?
It's like a never-ending conversation. Like it's like
it doesn't never get to a, we never have gotten to an agreement yet. We just agree to disagree and stop arguing.
Yeah, it's like if you're vaccinated, then you're good.
I might literally just
I can still get COVID.
So if they act funny about it, I probably will skip out on the holidays this year then and show them
that
I'm not gonna get a shot because you.
It's gonna be boring. If you don't show up.
I don't go, it's gonna be terrible, but
they're gonna feel it if you're not there. They're gonna be like, damn, he's really serious about this. But it's like, hey, it's your body, your choice.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
So man, I think you stand on what you believe.
I'm about to.
Yep.
I literally almost considered it. They almost had me convinced because there was, you know, 3-4 of them. And the women that raised me my whole life, they almost had me. But I'm so stubborn, y'all. Once I left, my stubbornness just started filling back up. You know what I mean? Like, by the time I got home, I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Sorry for the language, but you know what I mean? Like, they almost had me, man. These are the women that raised me, though. You know, the three women that raised me.
Yeah. No, it's tough, man. Like, I get it. Like, you know, you don't want to let down your family, but
do I gotta force myself on some shit I don't believe in just to hang? Nah.
Nah, man. Not at all.
I'll be like, you guys can Zoom call me. We'll open presents together.
FaceTime. Hit me on the FaceTime.
I ain't wanna go anyway.
Right. No, I am. I'm gonna stand by it, and that's gonna disappoint my mom, which I hate doing, but
it's tough.
You know what? I've disappointed you before.
Can you wear? You're not gonna wear a mask, huh?
I would if I would wear. That's where I would compromise.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not gonna be that stubborn. I'd be like, you know what? I wear a mask if it's that serious.
They still on some.
Would they, I was gonna say, would they be okay with that, or would they still?
No, like, we're gonna see. That's gonna be our next conversation.
Okay.
Honestly, I thought about it. I've done research. I've got doctors. Fucking and you know what I mean, like advice, and just I'm just gonna just keep it real and say I don't think I'm gonna get the shot. I've been told by like 6 people that I don't need it because of my antibodies.
Yeah,
now like that someone was like, there's only so many tiny amount in the shot, and he was like, your body's ready to fight a war with the next virus, bro. He was like, trust me, don't, you know, I had like a bunch of people serious that know about the shit, and doctors, and then Patty on there just confirming it too. So
yeah, she just said, you're the smartest protesting against the vax. Least vaccinated understand this is not about health. No, it's really not. I mean, I do feel like it is definitely a political thing. It's about control at this point, I feel.
Oh,
like
it because, is. I can tell now.
Yeah, the more
I can tell.
The more they push it, the more I'm like, no way.
And the more that I'm noticing the divide in the barbershops and in the grocery stores and in the I'm noticing divide, like with my own 2 eyes every day, I'm noticing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you guys ever heard
at my work spot, you know, it's 50-50.
Have you ever heard something called Mark of the Beast?
Yeah. I actually had a conversation with somebody over the weekend. They were breaking down Bible verses to me. They were talking about that. He said he didn't think, because a lot of people are saying like the shot is the mark of the beast. He said he doesn't think the shot is the mark of the beast. He said he thinks the mark of the beast is coming. And this is kind of just like laying the groundwork to get everybody to obey and go along with things.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think this is the mark of the beast. I mean, who knows? But it is interesting to me how divided we are becoming because of it.
Man, he was breaking down like the book of Revelations and all of these things. And I was like,
book you will ever. chapter in the Bible you will ever read. Oh my God. To this day, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I read it as a kid, and I'm terrified to this day. The book of Revelation. Oh my God.
Yeah, Joe Mondry said, go get a, he's talking to Wiz, I believe, go get a blood test and show them you have antibodies.
Right.
Patty B said, once vaxxed, you can't undo it. It's not like taking a medication where you can stop. There are so many side effects and deaths that they aren't reporting from the vax. It's a trial run.
And then what about the booster? Because now they're approved.
Right.
I saw a meme last week that said, damn, bro, you didn't get your 17th booster yet?
For real,
you know
that's what it's gonna be.
It's like a mask around them and shit. Like, get away from me! You ain't get your 17th booster yet. You know, it was. I was like, yo, this is what it's getting to. It's crazy.
That's what it is. Let me go back here. Sheet says, do you consider voter ID laws racist? Good question. I do not think voter ID laws are racist, but if you do, I would like to know why. Do you guys think so?
No, I don't.
Lisa?
Let me think about it.
Think about it?
Yep.
And we're back.
I can't stand you.
What you got, Lisa?
I wouldn't say that. No.
I wouldn't. And here, their argument is that what when people say that voter ID laws are racist, I think that's a racist statement because they're basically saying, not even basically, they are saying, Black people are unable to get ID. I mean, I've literally heard, like, if you watch, there's videos on YouTube where they like go around the college campuses and they ask like young white students if they think voter ID laws are racist. And a lot of them will say yes. And they say, why? Well, African-Americans, you know, they really don't have access to like get an ID. And then they go and ask like Black people, just regular, ordinary Black people, like we're just walking down the street, going to a job, whatever. Do you have ID? Yeah, of course I have ID. Do you know anybody that doesn't have ID? No.
No.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody I know has an ID. Like, who doesn't have an ID? You need an ID to do anything. Yeah. Anything. You need an ID to get the vaccination. So if you say voter ID is racist, is that racist too, that I have to have an ID to get the vaccination? You know what I mean?
Tone. That's a slippery slope. No, I'm just kidding.
Slippery slope. So, but you know what I mean? Like they push these narratives, man. It's ridiculous. We can get ID. No problem getting ID. It's all good. Right. Yeah, Patty says you need an ID to buy booze and cigarettes. Why not to vote? Yeah, I mean, you need an ID to do anything. Go, you know.
Exactly. Go anywhere.
So. Yeah. Kanye and Drake beef.
That shit's hilarious. Did you guys see that?
I haven't seen it, so I don't really know what's going on.
It's hilarious. Didn't he like tweet out or give out his address? He
gave out Drake's address in Toronto, in Canada. He pinged his address. And so, then he erased it right away, but you know, somebody screenshot it and went viral. And then Drake did a video just laughing, driving in a drop top. But their you know, their beef goes back from the beef with dude from the Clips, help me out. Pusha T.
Oh, yep.
Drake thinks Kanye gave Pusha the information on his son. Porn star or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they've been kind of feuding since then. And then I guess recently they said that they squashed the shit just recently. You know, they're both about to drop a huge album coming soon.
Yeah.
So I think this is that WWE.
They're hyping it up.
So Drake dropped a song with Trippie Redd, and he subbed Kanye. And Pusha T. If you guys go ahead and reference it, it's a new Trippie Redd record that just came out.
Okay.
So he's talking about their ages and.
No, he dissed Kanye for sure.
No, he said yay.
What did he say? Do you remember the line?
Something something about his age.
His age, and he, here, I can find that.
Yeah, look at that. Let me get my call. He said something about his age. It was funny, actually.
They should, somebody was saying they should drop like back, like on the same day and see who streams more, like 50 and Kanye did back in like, when was that, like 07, 08?
All these fools on beefing that I barely know. 45, 44, burnt out, let it go. Yay ain't changing for me. It's set in stone, Drake, or some shit. Yeah, yay's not changing for me, it's set in stone. I don't know. He's just throwing little jabs. So this motherfucker, yay, dropped his address in Canada. That's crazy.
They throw up some crazy problems that Kanye can bring him.
Kanye said something on some, Kanye, what did he say again? Like, you won't win this, or this is some shit. I don't know. He went on some old godly Kanye rant.
It seems to be a pretty fair matchup, though. They're both huge artists, huge followings. They both have a ton of hit records. But who's going to come out on top here?
They should drop the album and then do a versus. That would be...
Damn, who would win that versus, though?
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And everyone's going to have their sides. I like them both, but I think I like Drake's music better. No, I can't say that because I like a lot of Kanye. See, I'm...
No!
I don't either. You see how
Kanye
I
has classic.
You know, I stop myself because I'm talking Kanye, the Beanie Sigel produced beats. I'm talking Kanye, the old Jay-Z Rockefeller shit.
Yes!
So not even him as a rapper, I guess. Him as a producer. So I got to respect Kanye differently.
Yeah.
But I love... I can't front. I'm a Drake. I'm not even a closet Drake fan. I'm a Drake fan.
Oh, I love Drake.
That motherfucker does not miss.
No, he doesn't.
Kanye's missed a couple times for me.
Kanye is beating him.
Kanye will win, Lisa?
Kanye's missed a couple times for me.
What's crazy, though, is like Drake has been on a run since like 09.
No, Drake has been. Shout out to Twin, like, my roommate. You know, he brought me a cannoli from from the old classic.
Oh, there it is. The cassette?
Yeah, cassette.
I still got to go.
Lisa, what's up? You got to get over there.
But no, what you just said, 09.
Yeah, he's been on a run since 09. I remember the first time I heard Drake, I was in, where was I? I was in Florida, Orlando, I think. We had a show in Orlando, and somebody had a mixtape they were playing, and Wayne was on there, and then there was this other dude, and they were like, this kid's going to blow up right here.
It Bro,
was,
you know.
Drake kid, and I was like, okay. And then he did.
I got two things. These are the truth. I swear, I don't lie on my brother. My brother died from cancer. I just did a cancer benefit this last week, and we raised $10,000 too.
Nice.
So, shout out to that. Hold on. That's major.
Shout out to the St. Paul Scrapers. They put it on every year. It's called Cancer Won't Bully Me, a car show benefit. It was dope. But anyways, Drake, I learned about him probably a little before 09 in Mazatlan, Mexico with D-Mill and them. His dude was DJ Spitz. We already are got the gold company. You already know I'm talking about Dow Jones, the homie.
Yep.
He put us up on Drake, kind of what we had heard about him. He was like, yo, he's going to be huge. And then Tony Bones, you can ask
I remember him, this story. Tell this. He told it on the podcast, but tell this story.
Tony Bones. Tony Bones had a feature on the line for $1,500 with Drake and Bone passed on it.
Because he was unknown. He was like,
anyone knows Tony Bones. He has features with KRS-One. He has features with Kool G Rap. He has features with Twista, with Do or Die, all these legends. But this kid was just kind of gaining momentum.
It was on MySpace.
And Bone was like, yo, I really like this dude. He's super dope, but he wants $1,500 for the verse. And I'm like, man, do it if you think you're dope. He's like, nah, I can't do that.
Could have had a Drake verse.
I put that on Long Doe, yo. And, you know, I put that on the team.
Yeah, no.
MySpace era, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He was going back and forth messaging on MySpace.
Yes.
He hit Drake up for the feature, and he said Drake hit back. He was like, $1,500 for the verse.
And Bone said no.
Bone's passed.
Ooh. Could you imagine you still had that feature?
Man.
On that?
Yeah.
I'd make like four hooks out of it.
All right.
Oh, man. She said Drake's knocking down Kim K within 24 months.
Whoa.
Probably.
Hey,
Sheets. I like Sheets style. Yes, I agree.
You could see that. You could see Kim K going that way.
That's just disrespect. What's somebody's wife?
They're divorced. They're not together.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Is it done? Is it final?
I thought it was.
Oh yeah, I thought they're done.
Final? I mean, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe all the legalities aren't sorted out yet. I don't know, but I think they're done.
They probably would try to do something crazy. He's a Mrs. Thea girl. He's soft for me.
So what do y'all think though? Who would win that versus?
That's really a tough call. Because I feel like Drake has more momentum right now, if we're being honest.
I think musically they're both amazing.
But the catalog that Kanye has is...
Because producer, yeah. If
he can use the producer, does he have to do it as just an artist?
Okay, if he has to do it as just an artist.
Yeah.
Not though.
He can't put Guess Who's Bizak on there.
He's not.
Oh, man, he can't play that.
Would you just go as an artist?
If I was Drake, I wouldn't do the... Versus if Kanye can play all his old beats from Jay-Z era.
He don't need to do it there.
Yeah, that's what I would say. If Kanye can go in as an artist but also play production, then he would win. But if it's just artist to artist, honestly, I probably have to give it to Drake.
Yeah, artist to artist for sure, Drake. But like, Kanye ain't going to...
But I don't think Kanye would do that. I think he's so fucking full of himself, he would all do just him as an artist too.
He probably would.
Kanye versus Kanye. Is what he would
Kanye
do.
Versus Kanye.
Right.
That's the only version.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I like Drake's music a little better recently. Like, I think as a consistent, I think Kanye's lost me a couple projects. Kanye's lost me a couple projects.
Better artist. Drake is definitely.
I didn't like Yeezys. I didn't like a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I like Life of Pablo, though. It was decent.
Yeah, me
too. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
But None of them is messing with him though.
Pop. There Pop. He is.
They're I just got this yesterday.
What right. is that? Is it a magazine?
A book.
Yes. Oh, Tupac. It's a collector's item. 25 years later.
Wow. That's nice.
That's beautiful.
Where'd you get that? Where'd you get it?
Nini got it for me. My best friend got it for me.
That's nice. Shout out Nini.
I was just waiting to show you guys.
I wish I had a Pac sound effect. I'd play it, but I don't have
it. Oh, I love it.
That's dope, though. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry. I had to have a moment.
had to have a moment. Not so good. Well, that's pretty much all I got, unless anybody in the comment section has anything else. Did you guys have anything else?
No, that was it for me, too.
I think we're good.
We covered a good amount of topics. Yeah, I think that's it. That's it. Good show. Good show. You guys are good though. Lisa, you're good. Wiz, you're good.
Yes.
Life is good. Lisa,
Get back.
What's that?
I got a new book that I'm reading.
What are you reading? Emotional Intelligence. Nice. That looks good.
Yeah.
That looks good.
You know,
because
I'd be going crazy.
Now, hey, did you buy that yourself or was that a gift?
I bought it myself.
Okay.
I like looked up on TikTok. Like, I was like looking up stuff to like improve myself. And that came up.
Let me know how it is. I'll check that out. I read a book similar to that a few years ago. It was something like Emotional IQ or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good, but it was like a smaller book. I don't think it was that one.
Okay.
But let me know. Let me know. Thank you, Patty B. She said another fabulous show. Love you guys.
Thank you, Patty.
We love you too. We appreciate you. All right, we are out. And shout out to everyone tuning in. We'll be back next week, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YouTube.